Ruby Wool, when I think about day two, I think about the poet. What was his name?
J. Ivey.
Still is his name, of course. And J. Ivey captivated the United Nations Security Council room packed with reporters and other interested parties from all over the world. And after he finished his poem, we looked at each other, and you did what?
I ran backstage. I tapped Barrett Thorson on the shoulder and said, we should go get this guy. And so I kind of broke through the security entrance. I followed through with some people who had badges on and made my way to the backstage where all the opening day ceremony speakers were kind of holding. And so I walked in there kind of owning my presence and knowing what I was doing, but without knowing anything, and made it to the backstage and started talking to J. Ivey, pulled him aside, and we had an amazing conversation. Barrett wasn't able to make it in, but then I kind of worked my way and pulled her in, and we were able to also not only get audio and quotes from him, but also photos. So
now you say cavalierly, I broke through security. How does someone break through security at the United Nations?
I think you have to look the part, but like kind of what you're owning, kind of your presence and just being tenacious, and then also just acting like you belong there. And that's what I was able to do. I just looked like kind of the rest of the people and walked right in.
And I would say you get the Tenacity Award, and I think it's agreed on with a group. You didn't seem to cater to the walls that were up, metaphorical or real. Is that just part of your persona, or was this like a special sort of lightning rod moment for you?
I think it's kind of how I approach situations. I think it helped that I have never really taken a reporting class before, so I don't really know the structure or like ethics potentially to reporting. So I went in just being like, this is what I think I'm able to do, even though that might not be the norm. And so kind of this inexperience gave me the best experience to just do it authentically in the way I would approach anybody, despite their title or kind of their credentials.
So the lesson is you're going to drop out of school and get a job.
I'm going to take reporting in the fall, but I'm going to go in knowing what I was able to do and use that to be even better.
And so let's talk about the J. Ivey Day. It was day two, and this is sort of the big grand coronation of the UN. Aside from that, which was a really good opening act to the day, what do you take with you from day two? Something that you're going to value, something that did something for you that a few years down the road you'll probably remember.
I think just that feeling when I left an interview of just kind of feeling that exhilaration and excitement after, whether it was talking to someone, talking to a speaker, or just to a fellow kind of listener in, I just had never felt that excitement, and I don't even know energy in journalism, and I didn't know that was possible really to experience in a career other than sports for me. So it was just, I don't know, it made me want to pursue journalism.
And before we let you go, Ruby, well, there was something really inspirational about that poem. Can you capture that for those who weren't lucky enough to hear the presentation?
Yeah, I think one of the lines that J. Ivey talked about was that kind of words educate and they have power, and that kind of they can spread love, but they can also spread hate. And I think he just talks so much about this ability for words to transcend kind of progress. And it doesn't have to be in a formulaic way, kind of in articles. You can do it through poetry. You can do it through different means of communication. And his ability to captivate the room was extremely memorable, and it kind of makes me think about doing things in unconventional ways as a journalist, whether that's through poetry, through spoken word, other means. I don't know.
And you did exactly that. So, Professor Laufer, you want to lock us out?
I was going to say, Ruby Wool, star reporter at World Press Freedom Day at the United Nations in New York 2023, along with star photographer Barrett Thorson.